We're really excited to have Jeffrey on. It was probably about a month to 6 weeks ago that we had him on for the first time. We got a lot of good response from him. JeffreyMatt.com is his website. JeffreyMatte.com. He is Canadian born. He's always been curious throughout his life through research. He got in touch with Jordan Maxwell. Jordan's the one who hooked us up with him. And he has just been a ferocious researcher and is an expert in what's going on in China with this artificial life, with synthetic life, with Chinese social credit scores, AI, the like. We are very happy to welcome back to the show Jeffrey Mott.
Well, thank you, Dana, for having me on again. I consider it a real privilege, and a lot of kind words there. I'm not an expert, but I am an individual who wants to create value in my life, and then now, because of the encouragement of you and Jordan Maxwell and others, I'm able to share some of my research with your listenership.
Well, a big, like Jordan says, you know, I'm not an expert in anything. Yeah, I guess we can all say that, right? We're not an expert in anything. But we have a desire for freedom and a desire for the welfare of us all, and that's what I love about you, one of the things, certainly. This Chinese social credit score, it's obviously big in the news. It's in beta testing right now. It's set to roll out with about a year, roll out all the way throughout China, all 1.5 billion of them, however many there are now. We're going to get to that. Let's back up. George Bush has died this past week. Let's talk a little bit about him and his role and kind of the precursor, this New World Order, things that we've seen here in America that are leading up to our acceptance of what they're doing now in China. Let's talk briefly about that. And I have a clip, I believe.
Yeah, the subject of a prison industrial complex, the connection between that and the social credit is not very obvious at first. But I believe there's a connection. And George Bush Sr., what I have to say about him is that most likely in his personal private life, there's probably some good intentions, but from a corporate standpoint, how he served publicly, I'm sort of left wondering. So I always, because every person's human, so I have to extend respect, especially if someone's passed away, to their family and loved ones, because, you know, but from a world perspective, he made a speech on September 5th, 1989, where he's explaining that there's this huge war on drugs and we have to do something about it. And so he gets, a $1.5 billion or more to open more prisons. And he just says it flat out in the speech. He says, we need more prisons. We need more jails. We need more prosecutors. We need more police officers. We just need to beef it up. Now, to not take it too far out of context, go ahead.
What's interesting about that, we've heard war on cancer, in the 70s, war on cancer, and what does cancer do? It explodes. We hear war on poverty, war on illiteracy, war on drugs, and all we have seen is all those things absolutely explode. You want me to play the clip, or you want to continue, and maybe we'll play the clip and then have a little comment after?
Yeah,
okay, this is from 1989.
Prosecuted, punished. I'm also proposing that we enlarge our criminal justice system across the board, at the local, state, and federal levels alike. We need more prisons, more jails, more courts, more prosecutors. So tonight I'm requesting altogether an almost $1.5 billion increase in drug-related federal spending on law enforcement. And while illegal drug use is found in every community.
Yeah, it sure is, George. Yeah, it's only getting worse. That's about 30 years ago, $1.5 billion back then. What is that in today's money? I don't know. Anyway, what's your comment on this? Why is this important, and how does it relate to the Chinese social credit score system?
Well, this is, an ongoing research. My point of view is that to build a new world order, and there are other videos, and there's a giant industry of the new world order. Everybody knows those three words. But there's these two speeches where George Bush Sr. says the new world order, where it's not the law of the jungle, but the rule of law, where a credible United Nations, and we can honor the founders of the United Nations to have this new world order. But most people forget about that, the credible United Nations. They think about just the new world order. Well, this thing, to do that, you have to be able to control the masses around the world. So you have to create a corporation that's going, everybody's going to become a member. And we have to be able to manage the human population because they have plans, you know, just like, there's people who want to send men and women to the Mars. Well, we have to be able to handle how will humans behave in small enclosed spaces if they're off world. Well, we have to develop technologies. We have to develop environments that we can monitor, monetize, and make money off of the research to see how men and women can respond, including families. And so the prison system is a fantastic business opportunity. I don't agree with it. I'm just saying for those people who have a warped approach to life, they think it's a great opportunity to find a way to get a lot of people in prison, see how it responds, and have all these different management techniques and all these different types of prisons, but it's not palatable if it's public. So we have to kick off a private prison system. And so George Bush Sr. is one of the key players, and if he wasn't an architect, he fully endorsed it and helped promote the imprisonment. Supposedly the U.S. is the country number one on earth for incarceration percentages on earth. They out incarcerate more people than any other country, in many cases all countries combined. So to have these private prisons set up, then you can have all kinds of experimentations, prison labor. It opens up the world financially to set up and have competition for cheap labor. But you get to sort of on the down low to have the psychology and psychiatry investigate what is it going to take? What are the limits of the human person in small, cramped environments? And one of the most important features of this is a man called Dr. John Calhoun. And there's a video on the internet called Down the Rabbit Hole. It's called Mouse Utopia. And this will give you a huge breakdown of how they're looking at what stresses a human being out, how much space is enough or not enough. And then they can do this analysis. Meanwhile, they're making money off putting people in prisons, but they have to fill the prisons up. So what better way to kick off a new business endeavor to imprison the human family than to create a worldwide sensation called gangster rap? And one of the most significant labels, record labels that was put out there is called Death Row Records. Now, I don't know if that tells you something, but, you know, that's a very strange coincidence that that's a prison term, and it's in a very difficult dark.
And there's been several connections been made. People have testified, and, it's been fairly allegedly proven, maybe that's the way I should say it, that the connection between the investment in the prison industrial complex and the purveyors of this music, it was almost like a symbiotic, not almost, it was a symbiotic relationship, that these prisons became an experiment towards controlling populations on one level and became a precursor to doing it on another level. I think it's you can start to see it as you explain this and you go over this. I want to play the clip from this George Bush New World Order speech and what he says. Is there anything you want to say before I play
this clip? Let's hear it from the man himself.
Okay, this is George Bush. He's speaking in front of Congress exactly 10 years to the day before 9/11, 2001, in New York. 10 years to the day, September 11th, 1991. Here's what he says.
Until now, the world we've known has been a world divided. A world of barbed wire and concrete block, conflict. Cold War.
A world of barbed wire and concrete block. We're coming on a break. On the other side, we will continue this and hear exactly from his mouth what he says and what are the key parts to it. And I don't hear anything about the foundation of our country, about America, about Thomas Jefferson, about the Declaration of Independence. This new world order, it is failing to capture the hearts and minds of the people. That is the good news. But China is looming, and this is important. Jeffrey Matt on the other side, thepowerhour.com. Stay tuned. The new world order, that term, that word has been used, you know, in our lexicon virtually all the time. Every day, if you're watching TV, news, or what have you, in one form or another, you can see it, especially in writing on the internet. 30 years ago, or just about 30 years ago, when George Bush almost coined it, you know, didn't completely coin it, but into the American consciousness, you would say this is probably the genesis of it. His father, of course, Prescott Bush, was deeply involved with the Nazis running the money, the connection between Wall Street and the Nazi Party, and making sure Hitler had the finances he needed to do what he needed to do, the experimentation, the MKUltra, OSS came out of that, turned into the CIA, who was one of the heads of the CIA at one time, George Bush, who was involved with the Kennedy assassination, well, the research James Fetzer, who we've had on, you know, at one point, to let you know about George Bush, number 41, the guy who just died, not the younger one, to let you know about his feeling about Kennedy, he was asked at one time, where were you when Kennedy was shot? And think about that for you, who the people who lived through that and were adults and what have you. You know, if you were to say, where were you when this happened? Most of you certainly have an idea, have a concept. 9/11, that's similar for me. I know exactly where I was. I know exactly where I was, what I was doing when I first heard that. I know exactly where I was. Okay? When they asked George Herbert Walker Bush, the 41st president of our country, where were you when Kennedy got shot? He says, I can't recall. Isn't that weird and unusual? Now the evidence is coming up all these years later. It's coming out, whistleblowers, what have you, that he was involved and he was helped directing that as part of the CIA. And then he comes in as president. He starts honchoing this prison industrial complex that Jeffrey's talking about, leading into the Chinese social credit score and the grid that is coming upon us. Here's his speech. Here's what he says. We'll continue on.
Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is the very...
He says after all these years, after all the work for centuries of people just like me, of conspirators, of skull and bones members, throughout the centuries, we can finally see the capstone almost being revealed. It is now almost there. We can see it. It is in view.
A real prospect of a new world order. In the words of Winston Churchill, a world order in which the principles of justice and fair play protect the weak against the strong. A world where the United Nations, freed from Cold War stalemate, is poised to fulfill the historic vision of its founder.
Jeffrey, I want to pause right there and get your comment, because we talked about this before you came on today. Isn't it interesting, in this new world order, this world with freedom and, you know, justice, he mentions United Nations founders. He doesn't mention our founders. Do you find that weird? Because I certainly do.
I do as well. But I think what's happening is that and I just want to add something. The clip that was before we went on break, you're saying that George Bush Sr. was saying about concrete and barbed wire. This whole pre-industrial complex is actually a sort of multi-pronged, multifaceted. It's not just to control and make money and to float the stock market with prison bonds, but also at the same time, it's an opportunity to see how the human family will behave that when it's denatured and domesticated, so that if you go off-world to do stuff, you're not in your normal environment, can you still operate 10, 20, 30, 40 years? And so now we're going to get to your comment where you're saying that him not talking about our founding fathers, and even today's propaganda machine, they'll say it's the framing fathers. They don't even use the word founding because it's too grounded. And so my suspicion is that he had education and insight that the law has changed, that the Constitution is no longer in effect, that public policy has taken over as a replacement for what used to be the Republic in the United States. And probably the only thing that's holding all this together to this day is the final fragment. It's the psychological fragment where the human family in what we call today the United States of America or the U.S. corporation, we all have this concept that this is the best place, and there are many, many advantages to it, but they're trying to remove it, and the only way to do it is to have something grow inside of it and get rid of it. That's the United Nations. It grew and was born in New York City, and the land was donated, and it grew up. And so the current president, 41, I think he made some sort of decision that he's going to dissolve the U.S. into the United Nations or change its role around the world, so where the U.N. basically runs the show. It's no longer the U.S. government has its own sovereignty. And I think it's the key to changing everything around the world is the United States corporation, even though it's no longer an active republic. I think it's the key to helping solve a lot of the problems in the world, the human family today.
I had a discussion with Jordan. You know, Jordan Maxwell is a mutual friend of ours. And I had a discussion with him, and it was kind of like in plain sight, but it clicked on me. And I talked about this with the audience, I think, at the end of last week. He said the only thing that's holding this whole world together from just total tyranny engulfing it, the only thing is the Declaration of Independence. And we don't realize how powerful that document and the declaration of it, and that we all unified and that we unanimously agreed to it and wrote it down and then sealed it with the blood of our founding fathers and then put it out to the whole world, that the energetic universal effect on that is still what's holding this framework of some freedom together. Any thoughts on that?
Couldn't agree more. I would just say there's something else I learned from Jordan. He said something to the effect that in the Roman Empire, I don't know if it's a maxim or some sort of a custom, but it was to the effect that the will of the people is the voice of God. Now, I'm not going to specify any specific organized religion. I'm just looking at it from just analyzing the statement. If the American people are still getting education, even though it's Common Core and it's pro-communism, and it's not based on knowledge anymore, you can look that up. Her name is Shirley McCune, and she was in the laboratory education for the U.S. government in 1989. She'll talk to you about that on YouTube. But basically, the idea that the Declaration of Independence is a keystone. It's like the foundation of what makes us, you know, what makes the American people American. It's still in the psyche of multiple generations and hasn't been dissolved yet. So it's keeping America together. It's keeping the U.S. cohesively together, because those young boys and girls who grow up and say, I just love this place. I can travel. I can have fun. I can choose any career education I want. I want to go serve. I want to go serve. I want to join the military. I want to be a police officer, an FBI agent, or maybe a CIA, or maybe NSA. But, you know, maybe we can talk a little bit more about it in the next break. But there's a lot of...
Yes, there's the music. Hold your thought there, Jeffrey. Jeffrey Matt, MATTE.com is his website, all this information. On the other side, now, let's merge into present day, to the beta testing of the Chinese social credit score. This is very important, and you can see the fingerprints over here also. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.